You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A month after the closely watched April election, Eau Claire officials say they're still having trouble getting campaign posters taken down. City officials say the posters were glued to things like lampposts around the area, and removing them has proven more difficult than anticipated. In addition to the added time spent, officials say removing the posters has also caused some damage to the lampposts that now need to be repaired. City crews plan to soak the remaining posters in a solvent on Monday before trying to pressure wash them away. Dunn County Transit is launching a new rural doorstop service in partnership with the Dunn County Aging and Disability Resource Center next month. On June 2nd, the county will launch a pilot program to enhance accessibility for residents living outside main service areas. The county will be split into four zones, with service available in each zone for 1 week each month. Residents looking to schedule a ride should contact Dunn County Transit 24 hours in advance. The service will be fully funded by the Aging and Disability Resource Center in June. The Rice Lake City Council will soon hear arguments on a proposed ordinance that would allow Rice Lake utilities to apply for funding assistance in their efforts to replace lead service lines. City officials say there are about 400 galvanized service lines on private property in the area, which do not contain lead themselves, but do require lead connectors. Rice Lake Utilities wants to seek funding to begin replacing those service lines in 2026, with each replacement costing as much as $4,000. The hearing will be held on May 13th. State lawmakers have introduced another piece of legislation seeking to establish a dedicated film office and attract more film production companies. The bill, similar to a measure included by Governor Tony Evers in his proposed biennial budget, calls for tax credits for production costs and staff wages. The governor's proposal calls for a 25% tax credit, while the bipartisan legislation calls for a 30% credit. Both proposals would have a cap of $10 million for tax credits. Wisconsin is one of four states without a film office. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following severe weather across the state on Monday, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door to door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of residents who experience storm damage by taking payments for repairs and leaving the area without doing any work. Residents should look to hire local, trusted contractors and detail repair work. Republican state lawmakers are introducing a number of bills targeting regulations in a variety of fields. The bill package was introduced on Wednesday, targeting administrative rules overseeing issues like childhood vaccines, environmental protections, and business licensing. The package also includes a proposal that would require state agencies to release a statement laying out the purpose and potential effects of new requirements with each new rule. State Democrats say the bills are a power grab that undermines the separation of powers. A group of Eau Claire residents, along with Democratic congressional candidate Laura Benjamin, staged a sit-in protest at Congressman Derek Van Orden's local office on Wednesday afternoon. The group was not allowed inside Congressman Van Orden's office, but stood outside in the hallway of the building and signed a letter denouncing the Trump administration's immigration policies. After about half an hour, the sit-in protesters left the office and joined the weekly Wednesday protest in downtown Eau Claire, hosted by Chippewa Valley Indivisible. A number of Northwest Wisconsin communities are among 27 to receive a share of $1.1 million in Vibrant Spaces grants from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The program seeks to provide communities with up to $50,000 of funding to assist in their efforts to turn vacant or underused land into community gathering spaces. The town of Cable will use their grants to convert a vacant lot near Main Street into a pavilion with seating, and Fall Creek will turn a waterfront property into a community garden with walking paths. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the 2025-2026 general inland fishing season will open statewide on Saturday. DNR officials are reminding anglers excited about the season opener to get their annual fishing license and stamps through Go Wild or at a registered in-person location. Anglers should also remember to clean their gear and boats after fishing to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species and always wear a life jacket when on the water. A full list of regulations is available on the DNR's website. An outside investigation into the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court draft order agreeing to hear a lawsuit challenging the 1849 law banning abortion failed to turn up the source. According to a report released on Wednesday, investigators interviewed over 60 people and reviewed computer records in their effort to identify the leak. It also claims computer usage data from between June 13th when the order was drafted and June 26th when Wisconsin Watch published a story on the order was missing. Investigators found no evidence of an external breach. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewer baseball tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It should be a packed house tonight when the Brewers host the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Game one of a three-game weekend series. Right-hander Ben Brown on the mound tonight for Chicago against the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Good news on the return of Brandon Woodruff, who pitched 5 2/3 innings for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, allowing just one run on three hits as he comes back from that shoulder surgery.
Felt pretty good. Each and every outing has been a little different in terms of the way the body feels, but feels great. Shoulder felt good. Now it's just more about, as I'm getting into these outings after a year and a half, I think this is my fourth one, it's all about getting the delivery in place and just trying to execute pitches.
NFL, the Packers beginning their three-day rookie minicamp today in Green Bay. In Madison, a loss for the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team. Sophomore Lola Schumacher deciding to enter the transfer portal. She's one of their best players. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese has yet another new project in the pipeline. Scorsese is producing a feature-length documentary about Pope Francis's education project, which was founded by the Pope and was picking up steam right before he passed away. The Pope's final interview will also be part of the film and was shot exclusively for the project. The film is called Aldeus, A New Story. There's no release date just yet. Director Ryan Coogler wants to reboot The X-Files, and he's got a big backer. Not that he needs one. The director seems to have the Midas touch, as all his films are profitable, including Creed, The Black Panther, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and now Sinners, which is a monster hit, pun intended. He is talking about bringing The X-Files back and has an original cast member in Gillian Anderson excited about the idea. She is not committed yet, but is a big fan of Coogler and says she is open to it, which is basically a yes. Heist film fans, take note. Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry star in the new film Crime 101, and the response has been good enough to land not just a theatrical release, but one in a primo holiday weekend slot. The film will open February 13th on the coveted President's Day Valentine's Day weekend, according to Amazon Prime and MGM Studios. The story follows a detective trying to stop a string of jewel heists. The film also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Barry Keoghan, and Nick Nolte. Love a good heist film. So what do you do after you've had a chart-topping lesbian country music hit? If you're Chappell Roan, you become an actress. TheRap.com reports that the singer recently met with her idol, director John Waters. The two hit it off as Waters suggested the possibility. When Roan said, "I'm not an actress, I'm a singer," Waters replied, "Every singer is an actress." Roan's response, "If John Waters says I'm an actress, maybe I am. Maybe she is." You don't often hear of a big 41st anniversary celebration, but in the case of the film This is Spinal Tap, it is very warranted. Why, might you ask, is the number 41 a big deal? Because a long-awaited sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in September. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to re-release the original that tells the story of the loudest band in England embarking on a catastrophic American tour. This is Spinal Tap is the brainchild of an incredibly talented foursome, which includes Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Rob Reiner. All four men wrote the script and are part of the cast. Reiner directs. Ditto for the sequel as they reprise the same roles with Reiner at the helm again. The remastered original will be available July 7th in various theaters, and the sequel drops September 12th. The amps in the original went up to 11. We'll just have to find out if they are even louder in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles or showers possible. Our high generally in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight will gradually clear out with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-60s by Sunday, sunshine with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.